This is the Sakar Merli of the 19th of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children, have the intoxication that you are becoming deities from Brahmins. Only you Brahmins receive elevated directions from the Father. Question. What interest and intoxication should those with new blood have? Answer. You should have the interest to make this world that has become old and iron-aged into a new and golden-aged world. The interest to make everything old new. You Kumaris have new blood, and so you should uplift your equals. You should constantly have this intoxication. You should also have great intoxication while giving lectures. Song. O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The destination of dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. You children understood the meaning of this song. The extremely dark night of the path of devotion is now coming to an end. You children understand that you are now going to receive crowns. You are sitting here with the aim and objective of changing from humans into deities. A sannyasi told someone to consider himself to be a buffalo. That person then thought that he had become that. That is an example from the path of devotion. Just as there is also the example of Rama forming an army of monkeys. You are sitting here knowing that you will become double-crowned deities. When you study at school, you say that you are studying to become a doctor or an engineer. Through this study, you understand that you are becoming deities. When you shed your body, your next body will have a crown on its head. This world is very dirty. That new world is first class, whereas this old world is totally third class. This world is going to end. The creator of the world is definitely the one who makes you into the masters of the new world. No one else can teach you this. Only Shiv Baba educates and teaches you. The Father has explained. What else do you need when you become completely soul conscious? You are Brahmins anyway. You know that you are becoming deities. The deities were very pure. The people here are so impure. Although their faces are like those of human beings, look at what their characters are like. The worshippers of the deities sing this praise of the deities in front of them. You are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full, and we are vicious sinners. Their faces too are of human beings, yet they go and sing this praise in front of them. They say of themselves, we are dirty and vicious. We have no virtues. They too are human, which means human beings. You now understand that you will change and become deities. People worship Sri Krishna so that they can go to the land of Krishna, but they don't know when they would go there. They continue to perform devotion and believe that God will come and give them the fruit of their devotion. First of all, Have the faith in the one who is teaching you. These are the directions of Sri Sri Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is giving you Srimat. How could those who don't understand this become elevated? All of you Brahmins are following the directions of Sri Sri Shiv Baba. Only the directions of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, make you elevated. This will only sit in the intellects of those who have it in their fortune. Otherwise they won't understand anything. Only when they understand this will they be happy and begin to help you. There are some who don't know anything. They don't even know who that one is. This is why Baba doesn't meet anyone. Those people would only give their own directions. Because they don't understand Srimat, they begin to give that one their own directions. The Father has now come to make you children elevated. You children understand that Baba has come and met you exactly as he did 5,000 years ago. Those who don't understand this will not be able to respond in this way. You children should have a lot of intoxication with this study. This is a very high status. But Maya is also very much against you. You understand that you are studying a study through which you will become double-crowned. You will become double-crowned for birth after birth in the future. For this, you need to make full effort. This is called Raj Yoga. It is a wonder. Baba always explains, go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temples. You can also explain to the priests there. The priests can then explain to others how Lakshmi and Narayan received their status and how they became the masters of the world. If they sit and explain in this way, respect for the priests would also increase. You can tell them, we will explain to you how Lakshmi and Narayan received their kingdom. In the Gita, it says, God speaks, I teach you Raj Yoga and make you into the King of Kings. You are the ones who become the masters of heaven, are you not? Therefore, you children should be so intoxicated in knowing what you are becoming. Each of you can have your own photograph taken, as you are now, and also one of you in royal dress. At the bottom, keep your own ordinary picture, and above it, keep the picture of yourself in the royal dress. There is no expense in this, is there? You can very quickly dress up in a royal costume, and you would thereby remember again and again that you are becoming deities. At the top, you can also keep Shiv Baba. You should take this picture too. You are changing from human beings into deities. When you shed your bodies, you will then go and become deities because you are now studying Raj Yoga. Therefore, those photographs will help you. At the top, have the picture of Shiva. Then the picture of yourself in your royal dress, and beneath that, your ordinary picture. We are studying Raj Yoga with Shiv Baba and becoming double-crowned deities. If you have this picture, then whenever people see it and ask you about it, you can tell them that it is Shiv Baba who is teaching you. When you children see this picture, you will feel intoxicated. You can also place this picture in your shop. When Baba was on the path of devotion, he kept a picture of Narayan. He also had one in his pocket. You too should keep your own photograph, and you will remember that you are becoming deities. Find ways of remembering the Father. It is when you forget the Father that you fall. If you fall into vice, you would be ashamed that you are not able to become a deity, and you would have heart failure. How can I now become a deity? Baba says, remove the photographs of those who have fallen into vice. Tell them you are not worthy of going to heaven. Your passports are cancelled. They themselves would feel that they have now fallen and would ask themselves, now how can I go to heaven? There is the example of Narad. He was told to look at his own face to see if he was worthy of marrying Lakshmi. He saw the face of a monkey. People would then be ashamed of having these vices. So how could they marry Sri Narayan or Sri Lakshmi? Baba shows you many methods. However, you must also have some faith. When there is the intoxication of vice, they can understand that they cannot possibly become kings of kings and double-crowned. One has to make some effort. Baba continues to explain to you. Create such methods and continue to explain to everyone. Establishment is now taking place through Raj Yoga. Destruction is just ahead. Day by day, storms will become more and more powerful. Bombs, etc., are also being manufactured. You are studying this study to claim a high status in the future. Only once do you become pure from impure. Because they have stone intellects, people don't understand that they are residents of hell. You are now becoming those with divine intellects from those who have stone intellects. If they have it in their fortune, they can understand this very quickly. Otherwise, no matter how much you beat your head, it will not sit in their intellects. If they don't know the Father, they are atheists. That is, they are orphans. Therefore, since they are the children of Shiv Baba, you have to make them belong to the Lord and Master. Those who have this knowledge will continue to protect their children from vice. Ignorant people will continue to trap their children, just as they themselves are trapped. You know that you are protected from vice here. Kumaris have to be saved first. Their parents push their children into vice. You know that this world is degraded. They want an elevated world. God speaks. I come at the time when everyone is degraded in order to make them all elevated. I uplift everyone. It is also written in the Gita, God comes to uplift the sages and holy men, etc. Only the one God alone comes and uplifts everyone. You now wonder how human beings' intellects turn to stone. If all those eminent people were to understand at this time that Shiva is the God of the Gita, you never know what would happen. There would be cries of distress, However, there is still time for that. Otherwise, their groups would shake suddenly. The thrones of many do shake. When a war takes place, you can tell that that one's throne has begun to shake and that he will topple. If they were to shake now, there would be a lot of upheaval. It will happen like that in the future. The Purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, himself says, I truly am carrying out establishment through the body of Brahma. Salvation for all means that he is uplifting everyone. God speaks, this world is impure. I have to uplift everyone. Everyone is now impure. How could anyone impure make everyone pure? First of all, he himself would have to become pure before he could make his followers the same. You need to have a lot of intoxication when giving lectures. You Kumaris are new blood. You are changing from old to new. You souls who have become old and iron-aged are now becoming new and golden-aged as the alloy is removed. Therefore, you children should have a great deal of interest. You should constantly have intoxication. You have to uplift your equals. Mother Guru is remembered. You now know when a mother becomes a guru. Jagadamba then becomes a princess. There are no gurus there. The affair of the gurus exists at this time. The father comes and places the urn of the nectar of his knowledge on the mother's. It has been like that from the beginning. They say for the centre, we want a Brahma Kumari. Baba says, you have to run it yourself. Do you not have courage? They say, no, Baba, we want a teacher. It is also good to give respect. Nowadays, people in the world give one another lame or little respect. Today they make someone a prime minister, and tomorrow they throw him out. No one receives happiness permanently. At this time, you children are receiving your permanent fortune of the kingdom. Baba explains to you children in so many ways. Baba is showing you many very good ways to keep yourselves constantly cheerful. Have good wishes. Oho, I am becoming like this Lakshmi and Narayan. However, if it is not in their fortune, what effort would they make? Baba shows you the effort you have to make. Effort never goes to waste. It is always worthwhile. A kingdom will be established anyway. Destruction has to take place through the Mahabharat war. As you make further progress and become strong, all of them will come. They won't understand anything now, otherwise they would lose their kingdoms. There are so many gurus. There is not a human being who is not a follower of one guru or another. Here, you have found the one Satguru who grants you salvation. The pictures that you have are very good. That is salvation, the land of happiness, and that is the land of liberation. Your intellect say, all of us souls live in the land of Nirvana from where we come down into this talkie. We are residents of that place. This play is based on Bharat. The birthday of Shiva is celebrated here. The father says, I have now come and I will come again in the next cycle. Every 5,000 years it becomes paradise after the father comes. It is said that so many years before Christ there used to be paradise, heaven. That doesn't exist now, but it has to come again. Therefore, there definitely has to be establishment for the residents of heaven and the destruction of the residents of hell. You are now becoming the residents of heaven. All the residents of hell will be destroyed. Those people think that hundreds of thousands of years still remain, so they wait for when their children grow up and they can get them married. You do not say this. If your children don't follow your advice, you have to take Srimat. Ask, what should we do when they are not becoming residents of heaven? The father would reply, if they are disobedient, let them go. But you need to have the very strong stage of a destroyer of attachment. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Follow the elevated directions of Sri Sri Shiv Baba and make yourself elevated. Don't mix the dictates of your own mind with Srimat. Maintain the intoxication of this godly study. 2. Create ways to benefit your equals. By having good wishes for one another, give true respect to one another, not lame respect. Blessing. May you be an easy yogi and cooperate at every second, with every thought, by experiencing the constant company of the Father. Just as your body and soul are both together while you have a part to play and cannot be separated, similarly, let the remembrance of the Father not be separated from your intellect. Keep the constant company of the Father. Let no other awareness attract you. This is known as being an easy and natural yogi. Such a yogi cooperates at every second with every thought, word, and action. Cooperative means not a single thought is without cooperation. Such yogi and cooperative souls become powerful. Slogan. Instead of being an embodiment of problems, become an embodiment of solutions and finish all problems. Avyat signal. In this Avyat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Keep a list of your physical and subtle bondages in front of you, with the aim of definitely having to become free from bondage. If not now, then never. Make this lesson constantly firm. Independence is the right of your Brahmin birth. Attain your birthright and experience the stage of liberation in life. When you consider yourself to be a householder, there is then a web of a householder. To be a householder means to be trapped in that web. To be a trustee means to be liberated. Om Shanti.